heart. So being afraid, he wanted to be saved by his youngest son. Naturally, anyone we love, but because the youngest son had the name Narayana, the original Narayana took notice of him, and he was saved, and he was immediately taken to the kingdom of God. Because he chanted the name of Narayana. So, those who are always chanting the holy name of God, they are in safety position. Safety position means next life he is going back to home, back to Godhead. So this is an example that such a sinful man, if simply by chanting once at the time of his death, that was also desiring his youngest son, he could get so much benefit. Those who are chanting always the holy name of God, they should be always in safe condition. Maya or the material contamination cannot touch it. But one thing, those who are being initiated, they are being free from the resultant action of past sinful life. But they should be careful not to commit again sinful activities. Then they are safe. That's all. Next man. You know, all the rules and regulations, regulatory principles. So, your name is Yogeshwara Das. Yogeshwara means, this is yoga. So, sacrifice. Sacrificing or satisfying the Supreme Personality of God. So, yoga means sacrifice. And one who enjoys the resultant action of sacrifice. All our sacrifices should go to the Supreme Personality of God. His name is Yogeshwara. Whatever we shall do, as it is prescribed in the Bhagavad Gita, Yajñarthe karma annatra loka ayam karma. If you do act only for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you are not entangled in the resultant action. Otherwise, you will be entangled. Entangled means for one resultant action, we have got this body, again we are going to take another material body. So, this is a chain of birth and death. But if you dedicate your life for the satisfaction of the Yogeshwara, then no more you are going to accept any material body. Takta dehang punar janma naiti. After quitting this body, he does not accept any more material body. The spiritual body is already there within this material body. So those who are engaged in Yogeshwara service, they are giving up this material body and developing his spiritual body. The example can be given just like an iron rod. You put into the fire, it becomes warm, then warmer, warmer, and at last it becomes red hot. When the iron rod is red hot, it is no longer iron rod, it is fire. Similarly, if you practice this spiritual way of life, the same way, gradually you will become completely spiritualized. Completely spiritualized means there no more material activity. That is possible. If we follow the process, we can turn our life from material contamination to pure spiritual life, and that will help us going back to home, back to God. So you know the rules and regulations? Partha das. Partha means Arjun. Arjun's mother name was Pritha. Therefore Arjun is addressed sometimes as Partha. Partha means son of Kunti. In relationship with his mother's name, Kunti was also a great devotee of Krishna. So Partha Das, you are trying to become, follow the footsteps of Arjuna. How you are a great devotee of Krishna? That is the meaning of Partha Das. Come on, next man.
This is Shyamananda Das.
So you know the rules and regulations, you have heard already, and how many rounds you shall chant?
16.
16, at least. Yes. So, Shyamananda, Shyama means Krishna, Shyama Sundaram. So one who takes pleasure in serving Krishna, his name is Shyamananda. Ananda means pleasure. We take pleasure in serving so many nonsense things. Sometimes we take pleasure in serving a dog. But the same service attitude, when transferred to Krishna, then your life is successful. Our everyone is giving service. Somebody is giving service to a country, to his society, to his wife, to his children. And if he has nothing to serve, then he keeps a pet dog and gives him service. The service we must give, that is our constitutional position. But that service is meant for rendering to the Supreme Personality of God. So long we remain forgetful where our service should be given, that is called material life. When we come to that consciousness that I have to serve Krishna, that is spiritual life. That is the difference between material life and spiritual life. We are serving, there is no doubt. We cannot be master. Any one of you who are present in this meeting, nobody of you can say that I am the master. Every one of you, servant to somebody. That is our position. But that service is being rendered to mistaken places. Therefore you are not happy. neither the person whom we are serving, they are happy. This is the position. But as soon as you serve Krishna, Shyama Sundar, then you become happy, the whole world becomes happy. This is a great science, try to understand. What is the spelling?
H-A-R-I-S-A-U-R-I.
Hari Shauri. So you know the principles, regulatory principles? Yes. How many rounds will charge? Yes. So your name is Hari Shauri. Shauri means learned scholar. And Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one who is a learned scholar in the science of Krishna. It is a great science. Krishna consciousness, we don't take it very insignificantly. It is a great science. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, anyone who knows this science, he becomes spiritual master. It doesn't matter what he is. He actually said, kiva shudra kiva vipra nasikane nor jai krishna tattva vetta sei guru ho. Kiva shudra. Shudra is considered to be the lowest in the civilized society. Shudra. If not lowest, lower class. Worker class, no intelligence. Kiva shudra kiva, and vipra means Brahmin, the most intelligent class of the human society. So either one is a shudra, shudra means born in a shudra family, and vipra, similarly, born in a vipra family. Kiva shudra kiva vipra nasi kanan, nasi means sannyasi. Sannyas order is the topmost order in social division. So whatever he may be, the only qualification, if he knows the science of Krishna, he becomes spiritual master. So Shauri, one who is learned, Hari Shauri, one who is learned in the science of Krishna, to try to be a learned scholar in Krishna science and deliver the whole world. Thank you. Hey, next man, come on. Take your, please. You're forgetting real thing. Oh, you bought it? Oh, thank you.
Which one? The dark colored beast.
This one?
The bigger one.
So, what is his name?
Which one is his name? Rajgana Das.
What is spelling?
R-A-J-G-H-A-N-A.
So, you are classified amongst the kings, Radhika. Yes. So anyone who is a devotee is more than a king. Do you know what are the regulatory principles?
Yes, sir.
So take this one. You are Radhika. Next man, come on.
Rajendra Das.
Which one? Your name is Rajendra. Rajendra is the name of Maharaj Parikshit. He was addressed by Sukadeva Goswami as Rajendra. Sutobhyani Rajendra. Nirang Santi Sahasrasa. Sutobhyani Rajendra. Nirang Santi Sahasrasa. Apashyatamatma Tattam Griheshu Grihamedina. This king, at the time of his death, he inquired, now what shall I hear? My life is only for 7 days. He was a very magnanimous emperor of this world. Unfortunately, he was cursed by a Brahmin boy to die within 7 days. But he did not take any reaction. He submitted. And at the time of his death, because there were 7 days only, so he wanted to do something which may emancipate him. So Sukadeva Goswami, he arrived in the meeting and he advised him to hear about Krishna. In this connection, he spoke this verse, Sutobhyadini Rajendra Nirang Santi Sahasra. For ordinary man, there are many, many hundreds and thousands of subject matter for hearing. But these engagements are for those who are apashyatam atmatattam, persons who do not know what is he, what he is, what is self. They have got many things to hear. But one who is interested for self-realization, that is the only business of human life, for him, he should only hear about Krishna. Therefore, he was addressed as Rajendra. Try to become like Maharaj Parikshit. Next. This one? Why? So, Durvasa Muni was a great yogi. Durvasa Muni. And amongst all the yogis, the bhakti yogi, the devotee is the greatest. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yogi nama ki sarve sam madgata antaratmana sadhyabhan bhajati yoma samang jittu tamavata. Yogi, there are many yogis, they have got very exalted power, extraordinary power. Just like this Durvasa Muni, he wants trouble all over the space, not only within this universe, he troubled outside the universe, in the spiritual world, and he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. He was such a powerful yogi, and it took only 1 year to come back again. So, still, he was defeated by a devotee. He was very angry. Anyway, he was a great yogi. And anyone, great personality, we should ask his blessing for making advancement in Krishna consciousness. That's all. Next.
We hope that you'll all stay for a tremendous 24th feast after the ceremony.
Now, those who are going, you can give them prasadam.
All right.
They should not wait.
For those of you, Prabhupada, should we serve out now?
Yes. No. Those who are going, they must take. Yes. Next, who is?
Mohananda.
Who is next? Vyasadeva had also long ears and beard also. But he is without beard.
He's a professor also.
Oh. And Vyasadeva is the greatest professor. He is the authority of Vedic literature. All right, very good name, Vyasadeva Das, to become the servant of the greatest authority of Vedic literature. Thank you. Come on. That they will be married later, huh?
Yes. This is Kalki Das. Kalki Devi Das.
Now with this dress he looks so beautiful. This Vedic dress is also nice, very beautiful. It increases the beauty 100 times by this dress. So, you know the rules and regulations? This is her.
Is that
true? No. So chant with your husband. That's all. Thank you. Next.
Her name.
Kalki Devi. Kalki is the incarnation. The last incarnation of Krishna is Kalki. Kalki will come on this planet about 400,000 of years after. But his name and address is also given. That is Shastra. That is no love, don't love. That is Shastra. That they can speak of future which will happen hundreds and millions of years after. That is mentioned. This Kalki avatar incarnation will come. He will appear in a place whose name is Sambalpur, that is still in India. And his father's name will be Vishnu Joshi. His father's name and his place of birth is mentioned in the Bible. So Kalki is incarnation of Krishna. And that means you are servant of, made servant of Krishna. That's all. Next, come on.
One girl.
And another.
This is
Ambika
Devi
Das. Hare Krishna. Which one? Huh? This one?
No, this is for
Ambika is the name of another name of Goddess Durga, the material nature. So, material nature is also another energy of Krishna, God. So, to become her maidservant means she will help you to approach Krishna. Thank you.
Two sets of beads.
So tonight you can chant on one new set and give to
this girl. Both belong to one boy.
All right.
What is
your name?
What is
your name?
Lakshmana Devi. Lakshmana.
Lakshmana. Sulakshmana. Lakshmana was the daughter of Duryodhana. She was married with Krishna's son. And there was some misunderstanding. The Kshatriya families, whenever there was marriage, there was fight also. That means they exhibited the valor of Kshatriyas. So Lakshmana became the daughter-in-law of Krishna.
That's all.
You can take it.
Dvaipayana?
So Dvaipayana is another name of Vyasadeva. Do you know the rules and regulations? All right. So now you can get this merit.
There's one more boy. Sahadev.
Yes, Sahadev Das. That is his bead?
Yes.
All right. You can give it, then again chant. So, you know the rules and regulations?
Yes.
Sahadev, the youngest brother of Arjuna. That's all. Our names are so many, but the real name is Das, Das servant. Our position is servant of the servant. We don't want to become master of the master. Our position is servant of the servant. Gopi Bhattu Padakamalayu Dasu Dasanu Das. The more we become servant of the servant, the more we become advanced. It is very difficult to understand from material stand-up. Here, everyone wants to become master of the master. And the spiritual world, they want to become servant of the servant. That is the bigger position. So, as we make advance in spiritual life, we understand this. So that's all right. No. You perform the marriage. Just change and get them promise. Yeah, take it. So, general instruction is that this marriage is being taking place in front of Krishna, his devotees. There is no written agreement, but this promise is agreement that none of you who are going to be married, there is no question of separation. This Krishna consciousness marriage does not mean sense gratification. No. The marriage is for producing nice children, Krishna conscious children. Because at the present moment, the population is not being produced very nicely. Therefore, there is disturbance of peace all over the world. But if there are Krishna conscious children, they will grow up and they will possess all good qualities. So peace automatically will come if people become Krishna conscious. Because they become highly qualified without committing any sinful activity. If such population is there in the world, there is no question of disturbance. Everyone will be peace and peaceful and happy. So our marriage Krishna Consciousness institution encouraging marriage on this ground, not to produce cats and dogs, but to produce highly qualified devotees. So you should always remember that. And there is no, once married, there is no question of divorce or separation. That we should remember. We don't allow any divorce and separation. Husband and wife, there may be sometimes disagreement. But according to Vedic literature, when there is fight or disagreement between husband and wife, it should be neglected. Nobody take it serious. The Chanakya Pandit says, Ajayuddhi Muni Sraddhi Prabhati Megadumbare Dampati Kalahe Chaiva Babharame Lagukriya. Ajayuddhi, fighting of the goats, and Sraddha ceremony performed by the sages in the forest, and sounding in the sky, vibration of cloud, rumbling of the cloud early in the morning. And similarly, fight between husband and wife, don't take it serious. You have got experience that rumbling early in the morning, never there is heavy shower of rain. There may be very great rumbling, but the result is very small, maybe some disease. Similarly, a husband and wife may fight, but if we don't give them any seriousness, they will mitigate. That is the process. But in the Western countries, in the name of liberty, so many family lives are dismantled simply by this divorce case. So, and according to Vedic civilization, there is no divorce. Once united, it cannot be disunited in any condition of life. That you should follow. That is our first. So I think you promise this, all of you. Say yes?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Now change. And you instruct them.
Exchange places first.
First of all, accept that. But I take charge. Why do you forget? Well, why don't you do that? I tell you.
No.
So why don't you do it? Do it.
Perform the ceremony.
Do it.
You, Raghunath Das, you take Gaurangi Devi to be your bride, protector, help her advance in Krishna consciousness, and promise that this shall never be...